He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas. He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network. He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to BathFitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
What's happening, boys? How we doing?
Doing great. You know, they say, you know, I talk about being in London. London has got more people by a million than New York. But when it comes to the United States, wouldn't you say New York is the, how would you describe
it? The biggest city.
In addition to that, it's sort of like the, what is the way?
It's the hub.
It's
Gotham.
It's like, I don't know what, but it's the biggest.
If you can make it there, you can make it
anywhere. I mean, and so now you've got all this attention. The city's on fire for this game tonight, finally, after 27
years. It's the Big Apple.
The Big Apple, the NBA playoffs are back there. And not only are they back there, Pat, but, you know, they win tonight, the game's over with. I mean, I think the series over with anyway.
It's over, Pat.
What do you think, Pat? What do you think, PB?
Yeah. I certainly think so. When you're talking about great American cities and great cities in general around the world, they all have their own energy, and New York City's energy is different than anywhere else.
Yes.
There is just, it's so massive. There's so many people walking around, and it's a little bit different. Like, Las Vegas has just a unique energy. However, Las Vegas, a lot of people there just to kind of have a good time, you know, tourist type place. Where, you know, New York City's matched up between people that as a tourist and people who are living there. But yeah, tonight is going to be wild at Madison Square Garden, everywhere in New York. And you know, obviously, you guys know it's been so long, but they're a fun team to watch. I thought this was going to be a fun series because the Knicks, their chemistry, how they play, they're well balanced, great play movement, ball movement, fun to watch. They do have a little bit of the isolation type game with Jalen Brunson, but the Spurs are an interesting team to watch because they've got the alien in the 7'4" Wemby. So, but yeah, it's going to be just crazy.
Expensive tickets. What time does the game start tonight, Christian? Is it 7?
Is it a 7 or 7:30?
I'll say 7:30 probably.
Yeah, I think it's 7:30.
Well, that's not too better than 8.
They've been consistent.
Yeah, better than 8 or 8:30. So that's
East Coast. Yeah. It's 8:30.
It is 8:30. Yeah, but, East.
Yeah, I did talk with us. What is it? What network is it? NBC? Is that right?
No, ABC.
ABC. You know, ABC, for a while there, we were jumping around all over the place, right? Trying to find out where the playoffs were.
Yeah, Western Conference Finals was NBC.
It's crazy.
And Eastern Conference Finals was ABC/ESPN.
Yeah, weren't we on Amazon or Prime or something?
Yeah, that was first round.
Yeah, wow. That was crazy.
That threw everyone for a loop. Threw me for a loop, for sure. Actually, threw me for a loop this weekend. The Belmont was on Fox.
Was it? I didn't get a chance to watch it. Roger did a song.
Well, normally I thought NBC had the rights to the Triple Crown, you know, the three races, obviously. But that threw me for a loop. And you know, obviously the who won it? Gold Tempo was what's the name that won it?
Yes, Roger. Matter of fact, we were getting ready to play the game and play the song Roger wrote for Golden Tempo. Yeah,
but that horse won the Kentucky Derby.
Yes,
skips the Preakness.
Yes. We're not happy about
the Belmont.
It. Yeah, we're not happy about it. But Roger wrote a song. I think we found the song.
Did you find it, Christian?
Yeah, let's
on Morning Mayhem today.
So, Pat, there's a great song called Marie. What's the name of that song? Marie Laveau?
It's Marie Laveau. Now, you know, here's the other part about that, guys, is that I had Eric and a few guys that come to Boudreaux's. They're part of Quizzical, I believe is what it is, over at the Boudreaux's, and we do trivia. They hate the Bobby Bear version.
They do?
Because they said the more one is the Dr. Hook one and all.
I never heard the Dr. Hook.
It's to me, it's the, if with all due respect and apologies, to my wonderful, beautiful English teacher, Mrs. Jackson, it's more worser.
You're saying sorry, Miss Jackson.
I cannot stand. I don't like that.
I will pull that version and put it in the system because I've never heard it.
Just to let you hear it, and you say it's on the Monday morning one?
No, it's on today.
Okay, I got it right here. Here we go. Where is it? Right there. Here it is. The song "Got a Friend in Me." There it is. In three, so. Sing it if you know it, Pistol.
Love this song.
This is after the Kentucky Derby, right? Yeah.
Way out at Churchill Downs, where the fast horses go, lives a lady trainer named Cherie DeVoe. She had a long shot colt named Golden Tempo, and all the smart money said that horse is too slow. She just grinned, yeah, right. Another favorite done gone. This rode itself, actually. Golden Temple long near last in the field, while bettors all thought the outcome was already sealed. But Jose Ortiz came a-rolling down below, past every horse in that run for the rose, singing, yee-haw! Another favorite done gone. Yeah. Come on, sing it, Pat. She lives down back where the fast ponies train, with a stopwatch coffee cup and a horse track brain. 25-1 is still cool as can be. First woman trainer winner in Derby history. Woo! Now, Cherie DeVoe, how'd you pull off that trick? Your Golden Temple horses got mighty quick. Wasn't given a chance and still outran the crew. Now every owner wants to hire you. They're crying, oh, shoot! Another favorite done gone.
Ow.
Gold, right there. Give it a scale of 1 to 10, Pat, right now. Go.
Oh, that's an 11. That's
Thank
an
you,
11.
Thank you,
kidding
Bob.
Me? That's historic. It's a historical song.
Thank
you understand that 50 years from now, I'm talking 2076, when they bring up the fact that she's the first female, they're going to play that song. That's historical. I'm surprised that's done in the Smithsonian.
That's pretty
good. It's going to be in the Smithsonian.
Thanks, Pistol.
I mean, come on. And you know, they bought that horse for, I know it still seems high, but it was somewhere between like $500,000 and $700,000. And now, can you imagine?
Wow. Yeah.
And that's why they were very careful about not running that horse in the Preakness, and you know, they wanted to maintain its value.
Yeah.
And whatever. And I'm with you. Like I think they should.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. If you're gonna do an extra week or two in between the Derby and the Preakness, just so the horse, you know, if you're worried about your horse's health, do a couple extra. Like you gotta have that. You gotta sign up for three. You know, if you qualify, but you get to sign up for three races. I don't know.
But the
fans would want that for sure.
Every fan of horse racing, you know, the side. What do you call it? Not fair weather, but. Just anybody that doesn't know anything about horses, the Triple Crown. That's something everybody would get behind. You know, rooting for
everybody.
You or whatever. But now, when they do that, it's got. I'm being completely selfish. I'd rather run in all three. Pat,
and now the thing is,
go ahead.
You know, Scott, when you let's say you buy a horse for a couple hundred thousand, and somehow, some way, they end up winning the Derby.
Yep.
And now that horse is, you put him out to stud, and his kids are worth millions of dollars.
Yep.
So you kind of like, you know, sometimes you can't blame the owners for protecting.
No, I'm not blaming him at all. They know more about it than I do. It's like Cam Kozel. He said, "I'm out. I don't need to come back. I've done everything except win the World Series.
I'm out.
I can't help myself anymore."
Pat, the other thing, obviously, over the weekend, the Trojans of Little Rock fell to the Troy Trojans of Alabama. But looks like they're going to be, if today you got Alabama finishing up their game with St. John, they lead it 7-2, and then the other one is Oklahoma leads Kansas 8-1.
How wild is college baseball?
Oh, right? Yeah, it's been Georgia, Mississippi State, that series alone, they won 13-12, I think, the other day, and then 11-9 yesterday. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, where else can the Troy Trojans and Little Rock Trojans.
I know.
Deep into the tournament.
I know. Love it.
You know, I mean, Coastal Carolina won the
It's a new March Madness.
National championship a few years back.
Some people say it's the new March Madness, that March Madness has got too much chalk lately. And that, you know, had West Virginia,
yeah.
Cal Poly, you know, West Virginia's going for the first time.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Kansas. But I think we'll end up having, I think, five or six of the eight. There's Ole Miss, there's Georgia, there's, if Oklahoma wins today, Alabama, Tech. I think five of the eight are, if I'm not leaving somebody out. By the way, did you see what happened with North Carolina and USC? So, even though North Carolina won yesterday 4-0, the second game, you know, after I think South Carolina won the first game, maybe they'd won this, maybe it was USC, but anyway, the game is tied up 9-9. They get a pop-up that goes over behind third base, just like the Razorbacks one went over behind first base. And the guy goes over in the right, and the left fielder's coming up behind him, and he tries to catch it, and he drops it. Next hit, game over with. It just, he's like, oh. I knew exactly. Clem sent that to us. It's a killer. And
you know what else I learned over the weekend?
What's that?
Women's professional golf have five majors. They have five majors.
Well, did you?
And none of them.
None of them what?
They don't have the British Open. They don't have like a British Open. It's the U.S. Open, and it's named, that's the most prestigious. I wasn't really aware of that. I just kind of assumed that, you know, the men's majors
were
had
similar. I don't know. I couldn't. I could not. I will tell you this. Yesterday's U.S. Women's Open, the top eight, two of them are former Razorbacks. Gabby Lopez was second by one stroke.
Oh, wow.
And then Maria Jose
did
Marin.
Did she go to Arkansas? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Gabby Lopez did. And then Maria Jose
that?
Marin.
How about that?
Also, she was an amateur. She finished eighth overall as an amateur. So I tell you what, the Razorback golf
Very
program,
cool.
Women really really doing well on the next level.
But listen, you got to credit that, though, Baz, to isn't John Tyson is the one who funded the Blessings, right?
And I believe both teams do play there. Men's and women's play at the Blessings. That's their home course.
But their facilities.
Yeah.
Their facilities are incredible.
I know.
And I was listening to an interview with the women's golf coach for Arkansas.
Right.
And she was talking about how she flew to Columbia.
I know. They recruit out of the country.
One of the girls.
I know.
She tried to Columbia to recruit
the girl. She's been doing the best at it. Yeah, they're all good. They're all good, man. That's
well,
the deal.
I mean, that's how you get those talented players. Like, okay, this coach is flying,
yeah,
you know, international to recruit me, and it's for golf.
I know.
I mean, it's just so anyway, I think our women's golf program is top notch. I mean, it's just top notch.
Do want to thank Cabot Outdoors for sponsoring Pat, along with Bath Fitter, who are our friends. We just talked to them. They did a great job over at the bathtub races in Hot Springs. And Cabot Outdoors always does a great job. We had a show there not long ago. Appreciate them. I was going to ask about
Coach Cat was out there at Oakland. Did you see that?
Yeah, he had all of his kids' camps. Did a good job with that. And did you see about Stacey King, 59 years old, played for the Bulls?
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Yeah, well, he was obviously, I mean, his run in Oklahoma was legendary. I mean, that's, when he was at Oklahoma, that's sort of when I was becoming old enough to follow college basketball. So, for me, he's one of the, you know, because he was in the late 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, that coincided with ESPN putting college basketball on television. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a really special time. I mean, you can look it up in really NBA basketball and college basketball. It was the late 80s because ESPN needed content and they played a lot of it. So college basketball was put on the map and he was sort of one of the biggest stars, even though it was like Oklahoma, not a traditional, what you call basketball school, but. So he was one of the first guys I can remember watching.
Yeah, I remember the name, and I guess I didn't realize he'd won three championships with the Bulls that first run of championships. And then he'd apparently been a fan favorite and a broadcaster. I've got to Google him, but I remember the name. 59, man, when Roger and I see that, when we see a five in front of your number and you're dead, that's like, wow, that's sort of scary. if you will.
But yeah, I mean, you guys are 10 feet tall, made out of steel. I mean, you guys are titanium, and now, you guys are untouchable.
Now, listen, hey, I was looking at the world soccer matches. I think the closest one to you was where? Foxborough? Is that the closest one to you? They're all
over
the country.
Yeah, they're doing it in Foxborough. Yeah. It's a huge controversy because the cost of security is being debated. Like, who's going to pay for it? Is the local Foxborough community going to pay for it?
Wait a minute. They don't have that figured out yet by now? It's this week. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, and I think it's all like back payment. Like, there's going to be security, but, you know, like when the bills come, you know, at the end of the year, how much is the local community going to get to supply that? And it's you know how everything is. It's a lot of red tape, but it's going to be interesting. I'm not going to go anywhere near that.
Right.
Just
sure.
To be clear.
Sure.
Nowhere near it. I mean, I don't even know. Do we have a good team? Do we just have a friendly against Germany? Did we win that?
I think we're terrible, right, Christian?
I wouldn't say terrible. We're definitely not good.
Did we beat Germany in that friendly?
What's another word
for I don't think so. I think we may have tied.
We're average.
We're average.
0-0.
No, we definitely scored. I think maybe we won.
0-0. Isn't that what they say?
Nil-nil.
Listen, after watching, to me, I always put soccer and hockey together. After what's this hockey?
There's a lot more action in hockey.
Hockey,
I think.
Man, the scoring in this.
What a game
in this,
the other night.
Oh, my goodness. Pat, dude scores like three times in like a minute and a half or something. It's like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was 39 seconds, three goals. And the thing that really blows my mind about what's going on in hockey is Carolina. Las Vegas, they're in the finals, in the Stanley Cup finals. It's like, who would ever think that a team from North Carolina and a team from Las Vegas, two places are 150 degrees right now. Tampa had a great run in hockey. It's like the, you know, the original eight hockey teams, they used to call them, you know, like the original eight, which was the Bruins, the Rangers,
the
Canadians, you know, cool. They know where to be found.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, how do these teams become so successful in warm climate? Not that it matters, warm climate, cold climate, but you would think the demographics of the cities, it would line up a little closer.
Right.
But
right.
It's another
well,
sort of, I'm curious to take a deep dive into that. I'll let you guys know next week.
Today is the last thing before I let you go. Today is National Best Friend Day. I would think Roger, us being around Pat, Gino Covino would be.
Gino Covino, who's
Gino?
Who's the ball player?
Guy Whitney.
Guy Whitney. Gotta be Whitney.
Do you have a best friend, or do you have some multiple best friends?
Yeah, it's gotta be both. You know how it is with guys like Gino Covino. We went first grade together.
Yes.
We were in first grade. Second grade, third grade, all the way up. I mean, all of the bad things I've learned from him, right? I mean, he's taught me things you guys don't even want to know what he's taught. So, Gino is a wild man. Great wild man, though. But I think guys can have multiple best friends, or do you think women...
I don't know. Who does a better job, Roger, of women? I mean, of best friends. Women best friends or guy best friends?
I think women and guy friends are completely different.
100%.
Women, their best friends are completely different than guys' best friends?
Guys, like we said earlier, we can go months without talking to each other and we're cool.
I think women can, too. I think women can, too. It's just, when guys get together, we're not bagging on women. When women get together, they may be talking about us.
Dare I say, Scat Daddy, that I just feel like I'm never really like trying to measure myself up against my best friends like you guys. I just enjoy being around you guys and laughing.
That's true.
Do you think women tend to measure themselves up?
You mean talk about the other one's shoes with the other one?
More of a competition.
Right.
More of a competition. Where I don't know, Yeah, I don't know. Ask a young lady.
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah. You know, it's a great question, though. I mean, I think women, they can get together and, you know, women will get together and go have,
guys don't want to talk about the tough stuff. We're very superficial.
No, we keep it inside and we ball it up for years.
We want to talk about the game. Ain't talking about you.
Talk about the game. We want to play flinch.
My girlfriend or my wife who's nagging me or something. Don't want to talk about that.
What?
Yeah. We want to play waste basket,
basketball.
Flinch.
Crumple up paper and play waste basketball. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Pat, thank your fine sponsors, please, before we get out of here. Bath Fitter and
Bath Fitter and Cabot Outdoors. We appreciate them. They did a fantastic job. And, I'm not saying everybody has probably multiple best friends. Right, men and women.
We know you know the Aflacs. You know Aflac and Matt Damon and them. Y'all are all buddies up that way.
Oh, yeah.
All right, the Knicks win it and go up 3-0 tonight?
I just think it's, they're a better team. And they've already shown that they can come back from a deficit. So I think even if San Antonio comes out and plays out of their heads, it's not going to rattle the Knicks. It's just there's going to be too much energy and electricity. And again, they're just a better team overall.
All right.
Be later, man.
Love you.
Be back in a minute.
Say hello to your mother for me.
All right, love you, boys.